My grandfather was born in 1899 in Arkansas, and his mother and father moved to Tulsa in 1907. And when the 1920 race massacre took place, fortunately, his home and his mother's home was not affected, which is just probably maybe a couple hundred yards away from their home. Then my grandfather built his own barbershop in the late 30s called Eaton's Barbershop. My name is Dwight Eaton, originally from Tulsa. I was born in the 60s. In my younger years, that was some type of a traumatic time for myself. So in the summer of 1971, there was a local skate rink, bowling alley, that closed. And my brother and I were just 2 years older than I and a cousin. We had heard that they were giving away the skates that the bowling alley had. And went to the building, and nobody was handing out skates, but we're kids. So we walked around the building, and all the doors were locked, and lo and behold, the police just pulled up. We're scared, so we ran. And of course, me being 8 years old, couldn't run too fast. Police caught us. We were taken downtown. They fingerprinted us. They took pictures of us. What we thought was a scare tactic was actually an arrest. In 1972, busing was enforced throughout the country and integration. So we were bused to a white school that was probably 3 or 4 miles away. And that school was being integrated for the first time. However, the kids of that community didn't accept us. We had a science class, and I can't remember this kid's last name. His first name was Danny, blonde-haired kid, and he would call me the N-word. You don't know, you just think that that's just the way it is. You don't know what's right, what's discriminatory at that particular point. I'm 9 years old, so I'm not understanding this. However, those things, they ride on, they gnaw on you, that you want to escape from things such as this. Upon graduation from college in 1986, I relocated to Houston versus come back to Tulsa, because the opportunities here were not available to everyone. But I am an entrepreneur. Tulsa's Greenwood has a true history of economic development and entrepreneurship. And my business partner and I, we just decided that, hey, this is something that we could put back into the place in order to renew the vision of the original pioneers of Black Wall Street. And we kind of collectively decided to get off into the coffee business. That's a hot wine, there's milk, and it'll scorch if you don't wipe it off. And you hear this popping sound. That's called steaming and frothing of the milk. We're a coffee shop, Black Wall Street Liquid Lounge. We operate in the particular apartment complex. There's probably 80% Caucasian, per se. But our customer base from the residents is probably 1 or 2%. They may have come in once, maybe twice, but they don't regularly patronize. We've reached out. We've offered opportunities for residents to get discounted beverages and food, just to no avail. How does it make me feel? This is the life that I've lived. It's nothing new. So you get knocked down, you get back up. I, being the descendant of my grandfather, the entrepreneur spirit has been disseminated in our gene pool. So it's something, even though that we did not continue his specific legacy of barbering, he would definitely be proud that we were able to come in and set up shop.